Benefit of vasectomy using cautery in comparison with excision and ligation. Introduction. Current evidence in a large systemic review supports no scalpel vasectomy as the safest surgical approach to isolate the vas while performing vasectomy. But firm evidence to support any occlusion technique in terms of increased effectiveness or decreased risk of complications is lacking. The results of 11 comparative studies suggest that cautery of the vas lumen provides the highest level of occlusive effectiveness. Apart from this, there has been little evidence to estimate early and late post-vasectomy complication. In spite of the vast published literature on the effectiveness of occlusion method, we intend to compare the cautery technique with ligation and excision, especially in terms of complications. Our primary objectives were comparing early scrotal pain after vasectomy, the rate of hematoma infection, granuloma epididymitis, and spermatocele. Our secondary objectives were to estimate the time of procedure and the effectiveness of cautery by using standard Simon analysis methods and to describe the success rate after vasectomy at 12, 18, and finally 48 weeks. Materials and methods. The methods of the ligation, excision, and cautery have been previously described. This study was a prospective comparative observational study comparing two occlusion techniques. All surgeons used the no scalpel approach to the vas and a standard occlusion technique. The vas was occluded by using two sutures. An approximately 1 cm segment of the vas between the ligatures was excised. After that, two sutures with silk were used to contain both the ends, testicular and prostatic, of the vas. Of the 50 men who had ligation and excision in that study, 48 were included in this analysis. Two men were excluded because of lack of follow-up dates. The cautery study was designed to estimate the effectiveness and to describe the failure rate and its complication after vas occlusion by cautery versus ligation excision. All the surgeons used the no scalpel approach to the vas in this group and electrocautery with both ends of the vas with excision of a short segment of the vas. Of the 50 men enrolled, all are included in this comparative analysis. All the patients were preoperatively randomized by dropping coins into two groups. All the operations were performed by two surgeons. All the statistic reports such as vas score was prepared by research analyst who was blinded to selected cases. The study was approved by the Research Ethics Committees of the Healthcare Institute of the University of Bakiathala. Follow-up and semen analysis methods. Patients in both study groups had frequent semen analysis beginning at 2 weeks after vasectomy. However, subsequent semen analysis were conducted at weeks 12, 18, and 48 until a man who had provided two consecutive azoospermic specimens was declared a vasectomy failure and reached the end of the study follow-up at 48 weeks. In both the studies, the participants were examined and asked to record their pain status according to a vas score based on 0 to 10 basis. All early and late complications were registered. Semen analysis methods for both the studies are based on the World Health Organization recommendation. Freshly collected semen was examined in both the groups and the data was obtained on sperm concentration. Therefore, for this comparative analysis, we simply considered a sperm concentration as an outcome measure. During both the studies, the laboratories conducted periodic quality control tests. Outcome measures. In both the study groups, we asked for frequent semen analysis rather than pregnancy as the vasectomy effectiveness outcome measure. This was to minimize the risk of pregnancy, sample size, and study duration. Vasectomy success is commonly defined as two azoospermic specimens. The small numbers of non-motile sperm may persist for many months in some men. For this reason, motility was not considered. Consequently, we used two definitions for vasectomy success for this comparative analysis. A primary definition of success was severe oligozoospermia, defined as less than 100,000 sperm per ml in two consecutive specimens taken at least 2 weeks apart. Our alternative definition of success was the occurrence of two consecutive azoospermic specimens taken at least 2 weeks apart with no subsequent samples showing sperm concentration of 100,000 sperm per ml or more. For early failure, we used a criterion of greater than 10 million sperm per ml at week 12 or later, regardless of the motility. The data collection form, study monitoring, and laboratory quality control procedures were similar for both the groups. Statistical methods. Kaplan-Meier product limit estimates of the probabilities of severe oligozoospermia at each scheduled week of follow-up through week 48 and at 95% confidence intervals were produced overall by the study group. The Kaplan-Meier probabilities were compared between two study groups using a two-sided log-rank test with an alpha of 0.05. The comparison of failure rates between the two study groups was based on a Fisher exact test with a two-sided alternative hypothesis and an alpha of 0.05. However, the t-test was used to compare the numeric variables of complication between the two groups. The baseline population characteristics such as age distribution were similar between the two groups. Analysis of complications. We found significantly less time for operation in the Cautry study than in ligation excision based on a prospective comparative observational study. 7.56 plus or minus 1.08 minimum versus 9.88 plus or minus 1.24 minimum respectively. To make a precise assessment of early scrotal pain severity of these two procedures, post-operative pain in both groups was assessed by a 10 cm VAS, that is visual analog scale, in particular after the operation. Interestingly, there were fewer scrotal pain scores on VAS in the Cautry group than in the ligation excision group. Among the complications, the overall incidence of simple granuloma and epididymitis is significantly less in the Cautry group than in the ligation excision group. Analysis of failures. The overall failure rate was 0.9 in the Cautry study versus 4.7% in the ligation and excision group. The adjusted odds ratio was 4.8, indicating nearly a 5-fold higher risk of early failure in the ligation and excision group than in the Cautry study. The discussion. Typically, short-term complications are less common with no scalpel vasectomy. V. Kumar and et al. Showed that hematoma was the most common complication of ligation and excision.